He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. And yes, I get hysterical when it comes to defending liberty in this country. Our Bill of Rights that our veterans have fought and died to protect and defend. I am outraged that there is official media and government stealing Iraqi treasures and artifacts. So to divert everybody's attention, they go and grab some innocent military man who took a couple bayonets, whose grandpa didn't do it, who doesn't have a Japanese samurai sword on the wall that grandpa gave you, or a German Luger. We'll talk about that later in the show. Also, the war with Syria, Iran, and North Korea coming up. That's all developing. Last hour, my producer kind of joked, today's the dog show. Last hour, we talked to the lawyer of the man out in Palo Alto, who the police dog jumped and kind of barked at him out of the squad car. The man barked back, joking, who hasn't done that? He got arrested. This is crazy. And then during the break, I was talking to Dan Alexander, attorney for Jared Martin, who is joining us. You may have seen the heroic footage of him climbing up the banister, jumping over the smoke coming out of the building. He opens the, knocks, bashes the window open, gets his dog, and gets it to safety. He was arrested, and I talked to Dan Alexander, his lawyer, and said, you agree, sir, they're training us that 30 years ago he'd be a hero. Today we're bad because they don't want us to be in the position to help ourselves. They don't want to arm the pilots because that sends the wrong message of us defending and protecting ourselves. It's government, running our lives. And he said, yeah, we're the sheeple, which shows Dan Alexander, his lawyer, knows what he's talking about, the attorney for Jared Martin. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen, and just start wherever you like. Tell us the story and the charges that your client has, Jared, and where this is going.
Well, Jared, tell them the story, and then I'll address the charges.
Well, the story is, I was at the store, and I got a phone call. Somebody notified me my apartments were on fire. So I get home, and I know my dog's trapped inside, and fire's spreading pretty rapidly, and I was playing with the fire department, to get my dog out. That's all I have, that's all I'm worried about. And, there wasn't nobody going to help me. And, time was getting near, and, they ran out of water. So I basically had to take it upon myself to get my dog out. That's what I did.
Now, Jared Martin, at that point, we've all seen the video, or at least a lot of us have. I've seen it several times on MSNBC and Fox. You climb up the side of the wall. You're on the second story.
Yes.
You jump over. You use a mop or something to bash the window out because it was locked, obviously. Right. And you grab your dog, throw it over to the fireman. You climb down. What were they telling you? Because I don't want to bash the firemen. I love firemen, but they're even turning into bureaucrats in some cases. They're the greatest folks I know, though. I really am a fan of firemen. But my apartments were on fire when I lived in an apartment like 10 years ago. And they did. They just stood around whilst it was burning. And people were getting upset, and they wouldn't let us, even in an area that wasn't on fire, to go in to get our stuff. That's understandable. You're there. You're begging. Go up. Get my dog. What happened? And then what did they do once you jumped back over? What happened where we don't see the footage after that? What's the rest of the story?
Well, the rest of the story is, basically, as soon as I got over the balcony, and as soon as I set my dog down, my girlfriend grabbed the dog, and the two guys grabbed me up and handcuffed me immediately. I mean, I didn't even get time to explain nothing, and they wouldn't even tell me what they were charging me with.
Now, that was police, right?
Right. The police. The fire department didn't say nothing after that happened, because I ran over to where my girlfriend was and where everybody else was.
Why wouldn't the firemen climb up and get your dog? Generally, firemen like to do heroic stuff.
The only thing I was hearing was, we were going to get the fire under control. We're going to get the fire under control. Once we have the flames under control, then we'll get your dog
out. Now, I saw smoke blasting out of your apartment. Was there fire? Had it gotten into your apartment?
Yes, the fire was already through my apartment, and ventilation was there because the whole back of my apartment was burned completely down.
Now, you said in the news that you heard your dog begging and scratching?
No, I couldn't hear it, but you could see him. He was jumping up after
glass. Oh, that's what you said. Yeah, you saw him jumping
blind
up, clawing. That's right.
Alex, can I set the stage for you?
Sure, go ahead.
It's a second floor balcony, and to help your viewers understand this, it was about as tall as two stacked towers. Your former representative down there, what was his name, Sam Towers? anyway, or about a 1.5 George Bush, wasn't very high, and the dog is clawing at the glass. Jared's standing there with his two children, his two minor children. This is a family pet, and they're watching this. The back of the building is burnt in off, and the fire is approaching the animal from the back. It's a do-or-die moment, and he does the right thing. This story that was released, that he might have created a back draft, was released by Baghdad Bob, I'm sure. Or he works in that, or he works in their press release office now.
Right, so the firemen are telling you that's false.
Well, it's just not true. I mean, there wasn't any problem with the backlash. I mean, a backflash, because the whole back of the building was gone.
Absolutely. That happens when you've got an internal fire, not when the whole back of the building's already broken open.
Sure, Alex, but you and I have common sense. When they start trying to relieve the heat that's on them now, they come up with this story about the backflash.
Well, it's the same story. They tried to make something up when they shot the Smoke family dog dead on the side of the road, and this video of the dog's tail wagging. I mean,
well, Alex, you know, after that incident up in Cookeville, a little east of here, that the state troopers in Tennessee had to go to dog awareness training. And I said publicly the other day that you would think a law enforcement officer in Tennessee after that would rather sandpaper a lion's butt in a telephone booth and get back between a man and his dog.
Well, it's certainly getting crazy. And it's a low balcony. Your client who's on with us, Jared Martins, showed a lot of courage. But I would do it, too. I mean, I love my dogs. Who wouldn't? Like a child, you climb up, you let the dog out, he gets over. And, how could he sit there and watch the dog burn? And so they arrested him. Jared, what did the police say to you as they were driving you down to the station?
Actually, they never did drive me down to the station. I stayed there on the scene in handcuffs for about 3 or 4 hours in the back of the cop car before they finally decided to give me 2 citations and let me out.
Alex, Tennessee has a criminal citation statute. He should have never been placed in handcuffs. They were misdemeanors. They should have written him a citation and released him. That's the system here, and some supervisor got a hold of that young officer and I think read him the riot act there on the scene, and they let Jared go with the citation.
But what is it about the younger officers? Because the older ones don't seem to foam at the mouth so much. It really seems like the younger ones are the ones that are going wild everywhere and shooting dogs, their tails are wagging, arrest you if you bark back at a police dog, won't let people get their dogs out of burning buildings. What is changing is the big question.
Well, Alex, let me try to explain that to you the best way I know. I spent 5 years on the police force in Baltimore. When I first got there, I came home one day and I told my wife, I said, these are strange people. They want bigger guns, they sleep with their nightstick, they polish their handcuffs. And, these are people that I don't feel comfortable with. After 5 years there, they didn't look strange anymore, and I thought it was time for me to move on. It's a selective perspective.
Wow, so it's a culture. That's interesting. So now we've gotten to the point of court. What's happening with the case, and where's it going to go from here?
Well, it's scheduled for trial on May the 22nd. We are in talks now, hopefully, to resolve it before then. And I am very hopeful that common sense will win out here and the matter will be resolved in the next few days without Jared having any criminal record or without the case being prosecuted.
Well, who's coming up with this idea of the backdraft, obvious demonization?
Well, I think that was released by the fire department and the police department, and I said on Hannity and Combs the other night that that solved the mystery because we now know where Baghdad Bob's working.
The guy telling us that the troops aren't in the city. And
Yeah,
for those that don't remember Baghdad Bob, obvious lies. Yeah, it really is amazing. And Jared, how did this affect you, though, all this media attention? And I mean, I'm sure you do it all over again to save your dog. Could you have sat there and watched your dog barbecue in there?
No way.
Another question, did they ever get the fire under control? Because it looked like your dog was probably going to die from smoke inhalation, even if they did put the fire out.
No. Actually, I heard once I got the dog out, once I got to the cop car, that our apartment was already engulfed in fire. And the next day I got to actually go back, because they banned me from the scene to come back that night. And the next day I got to go back and see what I was destroying, and it was completely, I lost everything. It just burned everything up.
Alex, that dog would not have survived. Many pets in that building perished. And we defense attorneys have a word for this. We call it being charged with contempt of cop.
Well, yeah, we see that a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's just amazing, because I saw the shots. It was all burnout husk, and you did save your dog. But I guess it goes back to the mentality that the establishment doesn't want us to take action. They want us to sit there like little drones. I think you used the word sheeple. Mr. Alexander?
That's what I refer to it as. They want to create a nation of sheeple that will blindly follow whatever the emotions or the line of the moment is. And you see it, they put out their story, and then everybody's online, they take a poll, and here we go.
I would imagine you've probably gotten, what, 90% support there in Tennessee?
Tennessee's a lot like Texas. We've got more than that, yeah. And around the country, it's, you know, 80-90%.
Well, we're on there in Knoxville, so we got an affiliate up there. Well, listen, I really appreciate you gentlemen joining us, and we'll watch this case as it develops and maybe have you back on. We appreciate Dan Alexander, the attorney for Jared Martin. And Jared, good job taking action and not being politically correct. Good job saving your dog. Looks like a good dog.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You guys.
Say hi to Austin. I love Austin.
Well, I like Tennessee, too. You guys take care.
Okay, thanks.
God bless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with your calls on any other issue, the war that's eating up, the pipelines, the Israel, the SARS spreading. A bunch of news. We're going to cover it all and take your calls. Just stay with me.